This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Well, last month, one of Santa Barbara's longest-serving food trucks, the Burger Bus, left town after 8 years. Could it be a sign that food trucks are on their way out in Santa Barbara? Our Curious Coast producer, Ted Mills, is back in the studio today to talk regulations and food trucks. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Jonathan.
All right, so, I mean, where have all the food trucks gone?
Yeah, a lot of people responded to our question last month, which was asked in a very particular way, and I'm going to quote exactly. Why does Santa Barbara City seem to hate food trucks?
Yeah, because it's true. You don't see a lot of them around. So, yeah. I mean, does the city actually hate food trucks?
Well, not really. But you can understand where this frustration comes from. It feels that way. If you go to a city like Los Angeles or Portland, and you see how the city kind of supports the food truck culture. They have food truck nights and areas just for food trucks. And then you come back here and you wonder, like, what's going on? There's like three here.
Right. It doesn't seem like there is that same supportive atmosphere.
No. So there's a common misconception that food trucks are being regulated out of business. I hear that quite often. I spoke to Michael Gardner, who owns the Burger Bus and is now moving to Colorado with his family to run the truck there.
8 years in business. That's a lot longer than a lot of local restaurants do, but they don't support that.
That is the general feeling from the vendors, many that I talk to. And that idea also funnels down to the public that they serve. But we should actually take a step back and look at the current state.
Well, yeah, I mean, what are the regulations right now? And I mean, how bad are they? Or are there any?
Well, yeah, there's the rub. There aren't any. Yeah. As it stands now, there are none on the books. They are considered the same as a street peddler, mm-hmm. even though they have a business license. And though they are technically forbidden on both public and private property right now as it stands, the rules are complaint-based.
I see. So you do what you want, but if we start to get complaints, we'll talk to you about
it.
Yeah,
as long as there's no problem with the owners and the trucks and people, then they can continue.
All right, but, we've spoken about this, and I've heard that there are going to be big changes potentially in the future with the city. So what have you learned?
Well, the city has been working on overhauling their zoning ordinances over the last 2 years because they're quite archaic at mm-hmm. the moment. And food trucks are just part of all of those new regulations coming in. I talked to City Council Member Kathy Murillo about the food truck situation. And she's looking for more supportive rules.
I'm hoping that our regulations will allow vending possibly until midnight, even especially on the weekends when there's people who have been, partying or nightclubbing and they need a bite to eat.
Kathy Murillo was part of the meetings about the trucks along with two other city council people and people on the plan commission. And though she's not a fan of some of these restrictions, there is still time to change them.
Right. Give us a couple of kind of the most important ones.
Okay. The ones that the vendors really don't like. Hours of operation may only be between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. For street food trucks. Although if you're on private property, there are no hour limits. However, any truck may only operate for 4 hours total on private property, and 1 hour on the street.
1 hour. So that doesn't sound horribly supportive, but we'll see.
No, that's barely time to, get up and going.
Okay, so if this passes, or give us a sense of, what are the steps necessary for it to pass? When's the next meeting? What's going on?
Yeah, well, it's not passed yet.
Right.
But there is a city council meeting open to the public on Tuesday, July 11th. At City Hall. So, if you feel strongly about this, come down, make your voice heard, but be sure you read the actual ordinance first. And we've posted that. There's a link to that on our kcrw.com/Curious Coast site.
All right, there it is. Ted Mills with Curious Coast. Thanks for investigating.
Thanks, Jonathan. Do you want me to get you a taco or anything?
If we can find one, let's go.
Okay.
Curious Coast is a project made possible by the supporters of KCRW and a grant from Antioch University, Santa Barbara.